In the final push for Gnome, Iditarod mushers are making big moves and cutting rest, but as Emily Schwing reports, fresh snow and drifted trail isn't only slowing the leaders, trail conditions have also slowed dog teams in chase mode.
When Allie Zirkle pulled into Koyuk, she was in good spirits, but her dog team was lacking their usual energy.
Need your signature here?
All right.
And you're planning to stay?
Yeah, I think I should probably stay.
Okay.
Zirkle summed up the 50-mile run from Shaktulik in one word: slow.
I didn't walk, although my dogs did. I jog on the treadmill faster than we were going.
Overnight, at least 4 inches of fresh snow fell along the trail to Koyuk. Back in Unalakleet, Zirkle hinted that she planned to make a move. She wanted to blow through Shaktulik in an attempt to catch Dallas Seavey, but she says the snow slowed her team and ruined her plan.
This was my, what do you call that, when you throw that long pass down the...
Your Hail Mary.
This is my Hail Mary. And I think the other team caught it and scored a touchdown.
Zirkle says her team is unlikely to recover.
Are you feeling like you're running out of time, or you feel like you're still in this race?
Oh no, I'm not in it for first. That's for sure.
What are you in it for?
I don't know. I'll get back to you about that too.
Jesse Royer arrived roughly a half hour after Zirkle.
This snow is horrible. I do not like this snow. It is just,
I mean, it's not setting up. I mean, the dogs just work so hard and they're not getting anywhere.
Royer made a big push to catch the front of the pack, but of the teams running in the top five, hers has rested the least number of hours since Caltag.
Oh, I'm a little low on rest, yeah. But they're doing all right, though. I mean, they're tired, but they're not exhausted.
Royer is also realistic about how the race is likely to play out ahead of her.
Oh, you know, Dallas is pretty tough. Something would have to happen to Dallas. Because right now, if you look at the times, Dallas and I are running, he's running a little faster than I am. And he's 3 hours ahead of me. So that doesn't look too good unless something happens.
Of all people, I should know that it's not over till it's over after how it went down last year.
Last year, Dallas Seavey didn't know he'd won the Iditarod until after he crossed the finish line. A fierce windstorm at the end of the race shook up teams at the front of the pack. This year, Seavey's running a similar race schedule. He was able to grab 4.5 hours of rest in Shaktulik and run to Koyuk in just over 7 hours.
We got speed. That's our thing.
As he cut up frozen food for his dogs with his axe, he said he was well aware of the dramatic moves mushers were making behind him, but he also knows they're cutting rest to keep up.
You can do runs like that, but then you're in deep debt to your dog team. You owe them rest. So as much as the other teams have been running hard to get here, I've been resting hard, and I still have a lead.
In his attempt to take that lead, Aaron Burmeister tried to run 90 miles to Koyuk from Unalakleet on minimal rest, but it took his team more than 15.5 hours to break the trail.
I know he had a much easier run than I did coming over here because he was following a trail. He didn't have to tell his leaders gee and haw every 5 minutes going through the dark with the only thing you could see for sign of a trail is a reflector.
Burmeister says it was a gamble, but he doesn't regret the move. The trail report calls for more fresh snow and heavy drifting. He says he's happy to hand over the trail breaking effort to rival Dallas Seavey. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Koyuk.